I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hey there, everyone. This is Vic Cohen, and it is a fair question. This is our very first show. This is a virginal show here. I want to thank all of you for listening. And to start things off, we have an amazing guest for you. And it's someone I've worked with. And, you know, sometimes I find it demeaning when people describe a woman, the first thing they say is the beautiful, the gorgeous, the stunning. I'm not going to say that. I'm just not. It's not because she isn't absolutely gorgeous. She isn't the kind of woman that every man masturbates to. Yeah, she, you know what I'm talking about. She is Tamika Jacobs. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know, first of all, I love your name because you sound like someone I probably went to Hebrew school with.
Really?
Yeah. Jacobs is a
Jacobs
very,
is a Jewish last name.
Yes. Are you Jewish?
I'm sure there was a slave owner somewhere down the line that was, but no, I am not Jewish.
Have you ever been with a Jew?
I don't think I've been with a Jew.
Have you ever made love to a Jewish man?
Definitely not made love to a Jewish man.
No, would you like to?
I don't think so.
That's hurtful. That doesn't feel very good.
So no, yeah.
If people
sorry.
Are at home or wherever they're listening, if they're near their computer...
Uh-oh.
Which many of them are probably listening over or
right.
some other device. If they wanted to see you,
oh, yeah.
see who I'm talking to.
Totally.
Where would they go?
I mean, you can go to, and definitely on Facebook. So Facebook, Tamika Jacobs. And definitely if you have an iPhone, check me out on Instagram. And on Instagram, I'm at TJ Carnage.
Okay. And the other, if you want to just go to Google, you
oh,
would
yeah.
put in just under the images.
Totally.
And there are lots of hot shots of Tamika.
Yes.
Now, Tamika, I haven't seen you in a while, and I noticed you've got a short haircut.
I cut it all off.
You know, I really like it, and because it's like an innocent little boyish thing. I'm not into boys.
No, I have big titties anyway, so it wouldn't work.
No, you know, that is kind of my thing. I'm actually into little, seriously, like what the perfect body for me is the body of a teen boy. But
awesome.
The breasts of, is that too much to share?
It's not too much. No. If that's what you like, that's what you like.
I can't help it.
No.
No, that's just
and,
how
and
it
you
is.
Shouldn't hide it.
Now, tell me about your breasts. I think it's a fair question. Are they real?
These are not real.
No. And can you take your top off? I mean, not the top off, but you're wearing some stuff. You're very covered.
I have a scarf on and a sweater.
Well, can you take the scarf off?
I can take the scarf off.
Okay.
Only for you, Vic.
But you seem very covered. Are you wearing a
it's
t-shirt on?
It's cold
that?
Outside.
Because if were the was the idea to make the boobs bigger? Because they don't look that big.
And that's the whole point. I think that when you get your boobs done and they look big and fake, you got a bad job.
Okay.
Like I'm definitely rocking some D's and I can walk down the street without people being like, damn, her titties are fucking big.
Right.
And I feel way better about that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can whip them out when I need to and rock them. Definitely.
Yeah, what does rocking your titties look like? What does that mean exactly?
I mean, like, you know, Pamela Anderson on any given occasion, Holly Berry when she's paid right.
How about this? I'm just curious. Now, you have made your living
yes.
as a beauty queen, let's say. Like, people find you attractive. Men find you very pretty.
Some do, yeah.
Many do.
Okay.
Many do. How does that... I'm just curious because... I get this question asked a lot.
Right.
How does it feel? Seriously, I think this is a fair question. To have men looking at you naked or semi-naked, you're not ever
yeah.
naked, and masturbating to you. I mean, you know, how does
well,
that feel?
Well, I'll tell you this. So I have a brother that's locked up, and I know that when I send him pictures of myself that he's trading them for cigarettes. And so on that note, it's like I'm helping my brother out.
How do you know that your brother isn't masturbating to your photos? I mean, this is a fair question.
Because, you know what? I don't know that.
No. I would stop sending.
I have no clue.
Right. But no, I'm really curious. I mean, this is a fair question.
Right.
You're obviously a beautiful woman. You use it to your advantage in the sense you rightly so make a career with your beauty.
Yeah.
And being a woman.
Try.
Well, being a woman, let me just say this as a man.
Okay.
Okay. I have in the past, I've never masturbated to your photo.
Thank you.
Yes. I've only masturbated to you in person.
Awesome.
No, that's not true. That's never happened. But I'm just curious, like, what is, does it not bother you? You just don't think about it?
I don't think about it. And I think guys jerk off to anything. You don't even have to be hot. So it's like, I can't even sit there and be like, oh, guys jerk off to me, because they jerk off to anything.
No, but it's true that women, like women who make their career being beautiful, like I hate to use the word jerk, your pleasure rate, men self-pleasuring themselves has got to be through the roof. I mean, then that doesn't bother you.
No.
Okay. As a kid, did you, is this something you wanted to do, get into modeling?
Yeah, totally. Like if you go back in the family albums, I'm posing in every single one. Everyone else is sitting there very square in their family portraits and I'm on the side, hand on my hip, like what?
So a lot of people, I just want to remind everyone who you are. So a lot of people probably may recognize you from your many years on Deal or No Deal.
Yes.
You were model number 21.
Correct.
And then you did the syndicated version in Connecticut, which is where it was shot. And that one was a half hour version. And you were also only, in that case, only one of two models on the entire show.
That's right.
Okay. So that's how many episodes did you end up doing? Have you ever counted?
I think it was, a syndicated?
Total.
Total.
It's over 500, right?
I think it was over 500 in syndicated. I think definitely primetime we did over 800.
Okay. So, I mean, there was tons of
episodes, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so what happened after Deal or No Deal? I can tell you what happened.
That's like a loaded question.
No. I don't mean that. It is a fair question. I don't mean it's an insult, but you are at Skid Row Studios at 10 p.m. on a weekday.
I am at Skid Row Studios. Shoot. And the other half of the models are at home breastfeeding babies and changing diapers.
Right. And some of them aren't even their own.
Right.
They're just like that.
They're just like that.
Yeah.
Or some of them are at Target working. I mean,
you know, I saw one bartending. Not a Target because, you know.
You got to tell me later. I don't want to put her on blast.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, I mean, the business is so unpredictable.
That's very true.
And you guys were really, I mean, you were a strong pack back then, right?
Yeah.
Now, were you guys, I remember there being a little bit of a revolt. Didn't you guys at one point make a pact to... You wanted a little better contract or something?
You know what, though? This is so funny that you're asking this. Oh, my God. Okay. So I didn't join that pact. I'm not the pact person. I was more concerned about my relationship with NBC than I was concerned about getting paid a little bit more.
Right. But a lot of people don't know, like people listening.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know this. This is kind of like some of the stuff that was going on behind the scenes.
Totally.
Of course, no one would know, but it's years ago.
Right.
So it's okay that we talk about it now.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, it's too late if it isn't.
Let's hope if Deal ever comes back, because Scott St. John isn't somewhere like, well, she said.
No. Well, okay. the truth is that from talking to you now, that you weren't part of that.
I hate packs.
Move.
I hate packs. And the packs never worked out anyway. And we had one girl, the leader of the pack, let's say, you know, I remember specifically her being like, okay, we're going to have this meeting and girls, no crying. We got to be strong in this meeting. And she was the first one to start crying in this meeting. And I'm like, you've got to be joking me. And this is why I don't join the pack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the long run, it helped me out. I think that's part of the reason why I ended up doing the syndicated thing. You know, they're not going to bring somebody on to do syndication for another set amount of episodes that gave them any kind of trouble or, you know, any of that, you know, don't bite the hand that feeds you kind of business.
Right.
Beforehand.
Now, there are 26 ladies, plus there were some alternates.
Yes.
And
the alternates are more successful than any of the girls that are on the show right now. Yes.
Well, who are some of those alternates who you're speaking about?
Well, Chrissy Teigen, and if marrying John Legend is successful, then she's fucking successful because she's about to marry John Legend.
Yeah.
You know, and not to only mention she's been on the cover of the Sports Illustrated calendar a few times. So she's definitely doing her thing. Then we had Sarah Stage, who was on the show for just a hot second and now is like blown up, just signed with Ford, modeling all over the place, doing her thing. So, I mean, like I think the alternates, the ones who visited are the ones who are really kind of
that's
working it.
Probably a coincidence, I would think, more than anything.
I don't know. I really don't know because, you know what? I go out on a lot of castings and I've gotten a lot of jobs. And the first thing that always happens when you walk into the room is, hey, Deal or No Deal. And I'm like, dude, that show's been done for like 3 years.
You're still getting that.
By the way, my name is Tamika.
Huh.
You know, so it's like, yeah, oh, totally.
Well,
yeah.
With there being 20, you know, a lot of men watching that show likely fantasized about those women.
Right.
And just curious, what kind of stuff was going on amongst the 26
Nothing
ladies?
Nothing sexy.
It's a fair question, right?
Nothing sexy.
Well, there were two ladies that I mean, wasn't there some lady-on-lady love going on amongst the 26?
I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't think that was really going down.
You think it was a show?
I think they were fantasizing about the thought of it, but I don't ever think it actually went down.
Okay.
Lady on lady. Ooh, that sounded good.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Lady on lady.
I'm trying to make it sound sexy. Lady on lady love. I should write that as a song.
It sounds like a song.
Yeah. So amongst the ladies, I mean, it's a family. I mean, there must have been a lot of tension at times as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And how did you guys get through that?
I think we just, it was like high school all over again. You had your packs. The Asians hung out together. You know, I called them by their ho row. The front row hoes kicked it. The back row hoes kicked it. And then there was like a whole bunch of little cliques in between. It was literally like high school. You know, some of us hang out by the hill. Some of us hung out by the cafeteria during lunch. But, you know, we definitely had our cliques. And those cliques to this day still hang out together.
Who are you friends with?
I'm friends with Aubrey Lemon. She's good, but she moved all the way to Alabama. But I'm still friends with her. And so once in a while, I'll fly out to Alabama and have a good time and hang out. Gosh, I mean, there's really very few girls that I'm still friends with from that show. And that's where it cracks me up a lot of times, because I think a lot of people think we're like best friends and write each other love letters. And like, it's just not, right. It's just not like that.
Now, you recently got married.
I got married.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Because I found a good guy. And he's awesome.
I'm curious about something.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Now, we've worked together. We worked together a lot.
For years.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, and I want you to be honest about this.
Okay.
And I do think this is a fair question.
Okay.
And I do want an answer.
All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is the chance I had at perhaps making love to you, whether it be through vaginal intercourse? I hate to be so scientific. Let's start with that, vaginal intercourse, scale of 1 to 10.
That would probably be a 0, Vic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
She's not my type.
No, that's okay. What about just facial love?
Facial love?
Yeah.
I don't even...
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Because I don't know what facial love is, I'm going to go ahead and say no to that.
You know exactly what it is.
I don't know.
You do. It's oral love.
Oral and facial to me sounds like two different things.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Now, let me tell you
about you and my head between, I'm sorry, this is a late show, my head between your legs. What would the
odds? Oh, absolutely not.
See, I don't believe you.
You better get to believing.
No, I think you're lying. No, I really do. And I'll tell you why. I know why.
Why?
I'm not going to get into it, but there was a gentleman, a shorter gentleman.
Yeah.
Who you had no problem with that.
Yeah, but he was cool. Not to say that you're not cool.
That's really hurtful. What made him so cool? Like we were the same height. Now, just so you know, Tamika's about 6'9". She's a tall woman.
I am tall.
And this gentleman, this guy was quite short.
Yeah.
And he was about my height.
Probably, huh?
He really was. I know. I noticed these things.
Yeah.
You bedded him.
I did bed him. But he had like earrings and stuff. And he liked vampires.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I know it's kind of lame reasons, but... And we were stuck in Connecticut, for crying out loud.
Well, no. His head was stuck between your legs.
Oh, my good God. Not stuck, because he did have to go to work in the morning and function.
Right.
But, you know...
You were the fuel that kept him going.
Yeah.
See, here's the deal.
Oh, man.
Because we're not going to mention names.
No.
When I think of this guy, and the fact that you gave him your love.
Oh, my God.
It makes me feel like you could have, I had a shot.
No, you did not have a shot.
What if I had...
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Jewish thing.
What does that mean? That sounds so anti-Semitic. It's very hurtful, Miss Jacobs. You have a problem with Jewish people?
I don't have I know... I mean, like, I thought about going on J-Date a few times because I heard it was really good. I heard J-Date. Have you been on J-Date?
Yeah. Are you kidding? I got the gold membership.
Really?
I was the first member. No. I was on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish.
You know, and then I joined Plenty of Gefilte Fish.
Well, I met you.
There's no Jewish one. Yeah, go on.
Because I met your mom. Your mom would be okay with you dating a non-Jewish girl?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
There's this point, they don't care. As long
they
as
just want
living.
You to get married.
I've been married. Oh, I'd like
right.
to be married again.
Was your ex-wife Jewish?
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Yeah. She's very nice, but it just didn't work out, you know?
Right.
Kind of like us, unfortunately.
I know. It just did not work out.
So it's because I'm Jewish, you think that would be a problem for you?
That's now you got me sounding all sorts of crazy.
Not the kind of answer I was expecting, but I'll take
it. Yeah, it just wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
No, me and this other dude, we had that whole like True Blood connection. We had shows that we had in common. It was all good.
Well, what I like about you, Tamika, and all you guys listening, this guy was like practically a little person. I mean, he was.
That's horrible.
No, it's true. I mean, this guy was tiny. He was shorter than me. And I'm pretty small, short. I don't like using the word small.
Okay.
And Tamika, seriously, is about 2 feet taller than this guy.
Yeah.
So for all you short guys out there who think no, like, gorgeous woman will ever have you, he was taking on this guy nightly.
Oh, my God.
Nightly.
But you know what I think it really was, really? I think it's like, the short guys are always scared, I think. And the fact that he wasn't scared.
I'm not scared.
I know you're not scared.
Why didn't you ever ask me?
Because you're not my type.
It's okay. I'm not asking for it now. You're married.
I know. But you're just not my type. And I have the saying, which is kind of doesn't work in this scenario because I did this already. But I always say, don't get your meat where you get your bread.
I agree. I never, never got my meat anywhere. I stayed away from the ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was a great job.
And plus, in the department that he worked in, you have to kind of throw this in there. He got to put his hand up my dress every day to put my mic on.
He put more than his hand up your dress.
But to start, he had his hand up my dress.
That turned you on?
No, but there was already like a little intimate connection. We had a little moment.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I love. And honestly, I just think this is so great that you gave a little guy a shot.
Little guys need shots too, man.
No, I think that's really cool. And if any, you know, you guys listening who are, I mean, this guy was like, he was so short, he could probably get like a handicap spot, you know, like a placard. I mean, he was really small, you know?
He wasn't that small. I mean,
if you
don't need a placard, he doesn't need a placard. Unless you have pedals on your in your car to help you drive.
Did you ever step on him?
No.
Okay.
Sit on him, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Well, it's that spirit that I love. Because honestly, you know, as a shorter man,
right?
I always thought that ladies your size, and I don't mean in heavy, but in height,
right?
Never would I get a chance. And this guy was like a hero.
He was a little bit of a hero for a little while.
But you were the hero.
Because I saved him.
Really?
I don't know.
He's married now,
I'm trying to figure
out
why. He is married.
Now, I'm going to ask you this because I'm curious. I think this is a fair question.
Yeah.
Anyone who's looked at your picture online or will look at your picture will possibly wonder.
There's good pictures online for crying
out
loud.
There are great ones. All you have any naked ones? Because I didn't see any.
No, I have some like implied ones. If you go to if you go to Instagram at TJ Carnage, there will be some definitely more risque implied images.
Okay. All right, good. Well, anyone wants to see that, go.
Yeah, out. I actually think I posted something pretty hot before I came here. Let me see if I got any likes. I don't know. Because that's the only reason why I do this is to get liked.
Well, we like you. That was so pathetically said. I totally
forgot. What happened to your ex? Was the fire spitter?
We don't talk. She's maybe listening around. We're very good friends.
Oh,
she's
good.
A very
I remember
special
her.
Lady.
Yeah.
This isn't about me. Nice
I tried.
Way to tune that around.
Damn it, I tried.
Yeah, no. She's great.
I got 15 likes.
Special lady. I wanted to, there was something else I wanted to ask you about. You brought up fire spinning and you threw me off.
Is that a soft spot for you? Does that distract you?
No, a little. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because guys, part of the thing for me was I got to know the models as kind of like coworkers or see them.
In every state in their natural habitat.
Right.
The crying, the PMSing.
I heard this was true, and I don't know, that you ladies were all on the same cycle with your period.
After a while, definitely.
I find that so sexy.
It's not sexy with two bathrooms. It's not sexy.
But just the fact that you guys were hormonally connected like that, it's just sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of think of like those Mormon people who have like 18 wives. That man knows that that is not sexy.
But you always could borrow a tampon or from someone. That's good, right?
True.
Everyone's loaded.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
We should have had the PMS episode.
You should have had the PMS episode.
We could have. Now, I brought some chips here. I'd love for you to have a few.
I don't want chips.
I want you to eat these in particular because you being a gorgeous woman, what's great
are you
about,
like a freaky foodie guy?
No, but what's great about Tamika is she's, as we said, you know, she's pretty and all that, blah, blah, blah. But she's a real woman. And these are bean chips.
Bean chips.
Yeah.
So I'm Muslim now.
So you might fart a little. And if you do, I want you to let me know. And maybe we'll put it on the air because I want to dismiss to the listeners who think that, you know, there are guys who just idolize gorgeous women. And I want to prove to them that you are just like everyone
else.
These
aren't real beans. What the hell is a azuki bean?
Trust me.
This is some whole food shit.
Trust me, they'll do the trick. You don't have to worry.
So, tantalizing recipes.
So you have an incredible past. You have an incredible story.
Yeah, thanks. And I mean, yeah.
I think so. And the amount of just, I mean, you've lived such an, that's Tamika. You've lived such a rich, crazy life and you're still young. So I remember tell me about your bio. Oh, this is what I was going to ask and then we'll go there.
Oh God. Okay.
No, I want to know those who will be looking at your photo. They may be asking and wondering, is she black? Is she white? Is she, what are you?
So my mom is from Ireland.
Okay.
And then this is where the breakdown comes in. So my dad's dad is black and Indian. And my dad's mom is Hispanic, Mexican.
Okay.
And then my first name is Japanese and my last name is Jewish. And then I was adopted by two South American people.
Okay.
Swallow that.
Tell me about the brother in prison. Have we seen him on lockup on MSNBC, maybe?
No. You know what? Maybe I should start watching closer. I would not be shocked if he was there. But no, prison sucks. And he's just...
You say that like you've been to prison.
No, I just feel bad. Oh, shit. Having a relative or a brother in prison is like being in prison.
Well, what's it like?
I mean, it's just kind of... I mean, he's just stuck in a cycle. He's one of those cycle dudes. Like, when Michael Jackson's doctor got sentenced to 4 years, and I was like, dude, he's making such a big deal about 4 years. My brother does 4 years every 5 years. Get over it. Do your time. Buck up. But it's just like, he's just a cycle dude. He goes in, he comes out, he goes back in. And when he's in, he's awesome. And when he comes out, he's awesome for like 2 months. Well, and then there's a decline.
Are you concerned at all? Do you ever think to yourself, like, he has my DNA? Like, am I capable of...
I'm definitely capable of going to prison. I don't think anyone who knows me doubts that whatsoever. Yeah. But I think this is, you know, no, I don't have any concern because at some point you have to take responsibility for your crap. And that's what he's not doing. So I don't feel bad for him. I wish he would straighten the hell up, but he's not going to.
Well, when you said that you could see if you weren't watching yourself, that you could see yourself in prison or anyone who knows you would know that.
Yeah.
Now, everyone or most people listening don't know you. So tell us, what do you mean by that?
I mean, just like, there's been so many times I want to stab somebody in the eye with a pen and I just don't do it.
Well, that's pretty normal, isn't it? To get angry and you don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is pretty normal. But at the same time, in text of what we're talking about, we all have that moment where we get to make the decision not to go to jail.
Right. And you've made that decision.
Multiple times.
Have you ever had the police called on you?
I had to think about it. Maybe. Yeah, I would have to say so. I used to get into a lot of fist fights in high school.
And why?
You know what? I used to get picked on a lot for being really tall and skinny. And I just remember one day, this new boy came to high school and he was really cute and none of the girls would talk to him because they were all scared because he was so cute and he had a tattoo and in high school to have a tattoo was kind of different. So I just walked up to him. I was like, is that real? And he said, yeah. And then he turned around, you know, we were in the lunch line and he was like, you know, you're the first girl to speak to me since I've been on this campus. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, whatever. And we just became friends. Now go to class, turn the corner, and there's a pack of girls there. And they're like, oh, I heard Tamika talking to him and da 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 da. And she passed him a note. And I think I just got to this moment where I was just done. And I said, you heard Tamika what? And they all gasped like, oh my God, she spoke. Because I just had let them run over me for a really long time.
You weren't talking a lot?
Oh God, you? I know, right? Can you believe that? And then, no. So that's what happened. Yeah, I'm making up for all the time that was lost.
Right. Did the guy with the tattoo, did he have earrings?
He did have earrings.
So he got some face love?
I don't think so.
He went down there?
I don't think he did.
Because you love guys with earrings.
I do love guys with earrings.
I don't know why. I would think it would scratch your thighs.
I'm not as much as into this eating stuff out thing as you think. I know there's a lot of girls out there that are like, yes, but to me, it's kind of like, okay, that's cool. Let's get to the real business.
Okay.
Like, why sit there and freaking sharpen your pencil for half an hour when you could be writing the paper?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're not, you would not be Jeremy, our board operator slash, I don't know what we call, what do
engineer.
We call you, Jeremy? What do we call you?
The boss.
The boss.
There you go. El Jefe.
The boss. Do you agree with that? I don't know. I think there are a lot of guys.
I actually really love going down on a woman.
And guys, yeah. And I have girlfriends that are like, I love sucking the D. And I'm just like, really?
Really?
Because when I'm doing that, like, I should be folding the clothes. We got to take the dogs out.
Here's the thing about that, Tamika, as a man, we really don't care what you're thinking about.
You know, I believe that.
Put together your laundry list.
I believe that 110%.
Seriously, it's not important.
It's not. You know, just suck the D.
There was one woman who said that she said to me, why? We didn't stay together very long. She said it was, she goes, why does it have to be this whole production? Like, you know, it's called foreplay. Most women like foreplay.
What happened to like two play or like play it once?
Really? You're kind of like a guy. You watch porn?
Yeah.
That is right. Yeah.
Yeah.
In like every day?
No. I gotta be in the mood for it just like anybody else.
How often do you masturbate? It's a fair question.
Dang it. You know what? I'd probably say like, and this isn't real, this is hilarious to even think about this. I've never thought about this. It is a fair question. So I will say fairly about 3 times a month.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to do that. I got a man who takes care of me at home.
How often do you have sex? How often is the man at home taking care of you? It's a fair question.
I would say 3 times a week.
So you got, basically we're talking 6 days a week, you're getting some kind of sexual stimulation.
For sure.
Are you one of those ladies who likes toys? It's a fair question.
I used to really like toys. And then it's like, you get to the point where you don't need a toy anymore. You shouldn't need a toy. Unless you're like really drunk and you just got home from Taco Bell and things are going great.
Taco Bell. You know what's interesting?
It's
when
a
you
good
say,
drunk night.
Can I tell you something? Because I'm going to be honest here just as much as you are.
Okay.
And I appreciate all your honesty.
Yeah.
I once made love to a woman who tasted like Taco Bell.
That's horrible.
And I loved it.
Did you really?
I loved it.
Now, are we talking like a chimichanga, a soft taco, hard taco?
No, we're talking when you walk into Taco
Mexican
Bell.
Mexican pizza.
We're talking when you walk into Taco Bell and you smell that smell. I had that and it was unbelievable. It was like drive-through without ever getting in the car.
Did you have the urge to put sauce on it?
Oh, I put some sauce on it.
Ow! Yeah.
And it was hot.
Put that on J-Date.
Put that on where?
J-Date.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
For sure. So, so you don't use sex toys. Is that something because of age you get tired of it?
Yeah.
And you have
And then you got to keep track of it and... I got too many things at home to keep track of.
You've
got to
keep track of your sex toy.
Like, where did I put it and where is it? And then you can't put it in like the cliche places like, oh, it's in my nightstand. Come on, man.
Why not?
I don't know. Because that's a good question. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable putting it in my nightstand. It's too accessible. Not that people are coming in my house and going through all my stuff, but.
Right.
No.
Well, so you kind of hide it like diamonds, like as if they were a robber. They wouldn't find it.
Yeah, it's a special occasion. That's where you hide your Christmas money.
Right, okay.
It's in a box in the closet hidden.
Oh, it's in a box.
Underneath the sweaters.
Okay, I get it. So now you're probably, your sex life has changed a bit because of being married.
Yeah.
And the toys just aren't as fun as the real thing.
That's true.
Yeah, you sound sad about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like clubbing, I guess. Before you get married, you go to the clubs a lot and you use toys. And then you get married, you don't go out to the clubs a lot and you stop using your toys. But life is just as good and sometimes better.
Now, I'm curious, because you are a model, mm-hmm. and you're, as we'd say, a gorgeous model.
You are really pushing that gorgeous crap.
It's the truth, I must say. I have to. And this is a fair question.
Okay.
The guy you're with.
Yes.
Is he equally, would you say, as gorgeous in the male?
Yes. Mike, you want to see a picture? It's a small picture, but he's hot.
Yeah.
My guy's hot. I'll show you a picture right now.
Okay. Well, that's not going to help the people at home.
It's not going to help the people
at home. Does he have a website?
He does not have, he has a website. If you need a realtor or a broker, you can always go to EugeneSecured.com.
Eugene?
EugeneSecured.com.
That's my dad's name.
I hope to God he's listening right now, because.
Do you do role playing?
I think I once put a wig on, but that was probably more for me than anyone else.
Like mom, like daddy kind of stuff?
No, I think if I was going to role play, it'd be like, I'd change races. I'd be like a Puerto Rican girl. Or
seriously? That would turn you on to be Puerto Rican?
Yeah. And wear like big hoop earrings and like.
That's interesting, because I think role playing.
He's nodding his head. He's like, yeah, Puerto Rican.
Jeremy. I think that you and your husband need a little spark in the bedroom.
Why would you say that?
It's just the sense I'm getting. I'm pretty good at this.
Oh, man.
So what I want you to do is I want you to think of me.
That will do the trick.
It might.
It might.
I'm not even kidding.
It gives short guys a shot.
Just, you know, I'm not looking.
Give it a whirl.
Listen, you're taken and I'm not interested. I've been rebuffed here.
Rebuffed?
Yes, but.
Is that like okay. CDR when you can record on the CD again? I don't know what rebuffed means.
It means I've been cleverly turned down without there even be a possibility.
Okay.
So, you know, that's okay. I've lost my train of thought. I don't know. I don't know why I have. Let's talk about your dad.
Okay.
Now, there's a saying in the world, and I don't know if this is true regarding you, but when it comes to a woman, they say, crazy in the head, crazy in bed.
And what does this have to do with my dad?
We're going to get there. Now, we'll get to him in a minute.
Okay.
Well, yeah, let's get to your dad.
Yeah.
Growing up, what did your dad do?
My biological father?
Let's talk about the one with the, you had told me you had one job. Well, let's talk about both.
Well, there's really only one man that I call my dad, and that was the man that raised me. And he's just a good, honest guy. Love him to death. Can never do wrong in my eyes. Smartest, strongest man I will ever know. Love him, love him, love him.
Okay. And what does he do for a living or do?
He's retired and he moved to Georgia and bought a beautiful house, but he used to be a CPA.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about the
biological?
The other, yeah, what does he do?
My biological dad was a pimp. He was a pimp. There's no other way to, you can't candy coat it.
So your dad,
sold the snatchers.
Wow. Now, did you know this growing up? And what are snatchers, by the way? Is that your term you've come up with?
I didn't want to say pussy.
Oh, okay. You just did. It was well said. Doesn't seem like your first time.
He was a pimp and I did not know this. I got put into the adoption system before I even really got to know him, really.
Now, this is a fair question and I apologize if it's going to come off in any way offensive.
Okay.
But was your mom one of his stallions?
Yes. Stallions. I wouldn't quite call her a stallion.
Or one of the ladies in the group.
One of the ladies of the night.
The snatchers.
The lady love ladies. Yeah.
Wow. So
yeah,
that alone is wild.
That is pretty wild and unfortunate at the same time. Like, you know, it was a really hard life. I have a sister and I went to her baby shower a couple years back and she was like, did you say hi? We all call her name is Roberta. I feel like I'm doing something wrong by saying your name, but her name is Roberta, but we all call her Roberta the birther because that's what she did. She gave birth. Mm-hmm. And my sister's like, did you see Roberta? And I'm like, no. And she's like, you walked right past her. And I literally had to turn around and look at every single person in the face. Like, where the hell is she? Because she does drugs and she looks so different from the last time I saw her. I didn't even recognize her.
you know, just a reminder that we do take live calls here. If you want to give
call
us a call,
in.
The number is 800-893-9562. And Jeremy, you can let me know if we get a call. Feel free to call. Tamika obviously is very shy, and she's very open about her life, and that's what makes her such a great person. Just in general, I mean, really,
thanks.
Honestly, your spirit about
thanks, being and that's open why
like
I showed
that.
Up here because you're the same.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but Vic called me, or
we'll talk about that later. There's a story behind her coming
here,
but we'll talk about that another time.
Okay,
but. Yeah, thank you for being here.
No, totally.
And regarding, you know, I can't really imagine what was that? When did you find out that your mother was a prostitute and that your dad was a pimp?
How old were you? Not until I was about 21.
And what did that do to you psychologically?
I think I was one of those people who prepared myself for the worst, so it wasn't so bad. And I think, you know, when you're growing up in the system, you fill your head with all sorts of like fantasies, like, you know, maybe Janet Jackson's my mom and she had to give me up because she's always on tour and she's really busy. And then that stupid movie Mannequin came out, and then I would be in the stores like, maybe that mannequin's my mom and maybe it'll come to life and be like, I'm your mom. But then I started getting older and realizing that probably Janet Jackson's probably not my mom. Mm-hmm. I didn't find out until much later on in life. I hired a private investigator. He just kind of showed up with all sorts of information, and I'm reading this like, holy cow, rap sheet and all. I'm just like, what the hell is this lady doing? And then at the same time, I think that was a good thing for me to go through because it gave me that moment where I got to look at my adoptive parents and be like, thank you. And sorry for putting you through all that shit. Because, you know, growing up a teenager, you put your parents through some crap.
Yeah.
And then to find out that they had a choice to pick you, and they picked you, and then you put them through hell. So it was like, dude, sorry about that. My bad.
Was there enough of, because you were 21, a woman, did it feel like that's not really my family? And
no, never.
You could live with whatever they had done or were doing because they weren't, you didn't raise you?
No. See, now, and that's kind of a mixed question because like my immediate family, mom, dad, brother, that's my family. Now, some of the cousins on the outside, some of them, not all of them, did definitely treat me like the adopted cousin. And I sometimes wonder if maybe I looked more like them because I was adopted by a full black family.
I'm a little confused, so let's backtrack a minute.
Okay.
So regarding who was treating you like, you have your biological parents and you have that family.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other family.
Right. The biologicals.
The biological. So who are we talking about here was treating you?
My adopted family.
Was treating you like a second class?
You know, the adopted cousin.
Okay.
But the immediate family treated me like family. As far as my biological family, I didn't know any of them until about the same time, 21.
Do you mean by you didn't know them you mean the cousins?
No, my biological mom and my sisters and my brother, I didn't meet any of them until I was 21.
Okay.
The same time I found out my history about my mom and what she had been doing and putting herself through.
You're talking about the prostitution.
The prostitution and all that good stuff. Yeah. So, and I found all that out on the freaking Montel Williams show.
You were watching?
I was on it.
That's why I never watched the show.
Yeah, I was on it. And those surprise your mom here kind of shows, those are real for anyone who's out there doubting. You are definitely surprised. I was actually there to speak on interracial adoption issues.
Sure.
And they were like, well, we heard you wanted to meet your mom. And maybe right after that, you can talk to our psychiatrist. And I was like, no one should ever introduce a psychiatrist right after you meet your mom. Like, there's definitely going to be some problems here.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your mom comes out and says, Tamika, I'm a whore.
No. She came out. And she looked really, Vic, you're an ass.
No, I don't. No, no, no.
No, I know. You're being you. It's a fair question.
It is a fair question.
It's a fair question.
I missed the episode, Tamika. So
I know.
I'm just trying to recreate it.
She comes out and she was just kind of like, you're so beautiful. And I was
like, do you know how much money you can make?
Yeah, seriously. All you got to do is lay down, baby. All I got to do is lay down. Yeah, and then she just kind of talked a lot of stuff that didn't make sense because she's still using And then it was just kind of, and then I met my sister, whose name happens to also be Tamika. And that's when you kind of are like, wow, you were really high. So I'm Tamika and my younger sister is Mika. And it's the funniest thing ever to call her when she used to like live in her house with her dad. I would call and be like, yeah, is Tamika there? Yeah, who's this? Tamika.
Your mom.
I'm just curious. Was it meth or?
Yeah.
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 Is your mother alive today?
She is alive and she is somewhere.
She's turning tricks?
I don't know what she's doing, man. I don't know what she's doing. Last time I heard, she was living in a hotel. And, you know, I'm sure she always says she's not using. But anytime someone's like, hey, guess what? I'm sober. You're like, Hey, guess what? I'm clean. Can I have $50? Mm-hmm.
Does she have like a meth face, like with the teeth missing and the whole?
Yeah. Thinning hair. And I'm guessing, you know, I'm pretty sure she used to be really hot at one point. But it's like, you know, I've gone online and you look up the before and after pictures of crystal meth people and you're just like blown away. And you're like, why? It's like this. If I said, hey, Vic, you want to smoke some crack? Like, mm-hmm. I can't imagine anyone being like, yeah.
Right.
I want to smoke some crack. Let's do that.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes.
Right.
They're
really big shoes.
They are. I'm sure.
I'm tall and I have big feet.
They do. You do. But I'm trying to think like what that would be like for me. And
because your mom is sweet and cute. I met her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's super sweet.
I don't think she's turned any tricks.
I don't think she has either.
Yeah. No. And if she has, I would never want to know about it, but I don't think she has. No, but it's just you seem psychologically very well adjusted, and it just seems like something like that
right.
could destroy a person.
But I think, you know, and I hear that a lot, and it's like we all have decisions to make, and so just make a decision and move forward. If you want to carry it around your whole entire life and be like, hi, my name is Tamika, and I have all this heavy negative shit to say, then fucking be that person and do nothing. Or switch it, make it something positive, you know, speak on it. Like I've spoken at adoption, some people come and they want to learn about the adoption stuff. And I go in and I say, this is what happened. This is who I am now. And people have actually written in and been like, you've influenced us to adopt a child. Cause it's like, you are going to change somebody's life. You know what I mean? And my sister is also, she's a drug and alcohol counselor. And she doesn't smoke or drink or do
Your
drugs
biological?
Or any of that. My biological sister, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's the two older ones that, you know, kind of went the other direction. And yeah, you just kind of got to make those decisions. You can either let something beat you up or, you know, there's those people who go to like boot camp to go get their bodies right. And they're like, oh, this is hard. And they quit. And then they're still fat. And then there's other people that are like, fuck you. I'm getting in that too. I'm putting that bikini on. Next summer, you're not going to stop me. And I guess I was just kind of that person.
Well, one thing that I was thinking as you're talking is a lot of people carry around shame regarding their family. Mm-hmm. Things that person never had any say about, had nothing to do with. And that could be an easy place for you to go if you chose to.
Right.
And was that part of where you got today?
No, I don't think I was ever a shameful person. There's no reason for me to be ashamed of any of it. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I agree. It's just, it's very positive that you don't carry that.
Right. And you shouldn't, you know what I mean? It's like a cheetah that's earned all its spots and that's what makes it gorgeous.
I'm not sure what that means.
because cheetahs have spots.
Part of your spots are like your past. And
right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Everyone has some type of past.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think you should be proud of that, no matter what it is. I mean, there's people who are ashamed of their dads being a freaking gynecologist. And I'm like, dude, your dad went to fucking medical school for crying out loud. You're really ashamed that your dad digs in pie holes all day, but you got a beautiful house. You got Christmas presents under the tree. Dad's making dough and you get to go to a 4-star school.
Right. I don't know who's embarrassed of their dad.
I know one person.
I'd worship that guy. I'd be smelling his fingers when I came home from work.
But yeah, there's people who are ashamed of their families for the most ridiculous reasons. And it's like, you're an idiot. Get over it.
Right. So there's a lot of gratitude from you, it sounds like.
And yeah. I've lived more life than most people I know, and I'm 33.
Now, regarding your father being a prostitute. Now, what did he look like? I mean, was he like the typical guy with like the fur coat, and the feather in the hat, absolutely, and a cane?
Yeah, the whole nine. Everything you were saying,
really?
Yes.
And would he like talk about women as bitches and hoes? And
yeah.
Did you ever see him hit anyone?
No, I mean, I never really knew the guy. I actually met him once. And he didn't know that I was meeting him. And
that was on the...
not on the Montel Williams show. So I used to be on the air in San Francisco. And I was sitting with Mayor Willie Brown, the old mayor of San Fran, having a discussion. My dad walks in. I know exactly who he is. He comes in. He's really good friends. I don't know if you've seen Mayor Willie Brown.
Or, I know who he is.
He's a pimp. Anyone who knows him, you know he's pimping. And he, you know, my dad walks in, shakes his hand, says, what's up? I get introduced to him. I shake his hand and I don't say a damn word. And then it just kind of went on with my business. Because what am I going to say?
How did you know it was him right away?
Because I know. He's well known in the area for what he does.
Well, at least he's good at what he does.
He does. But at the same time, he just got out of prison for serving 3 years of tax evasion. So I don't know how good you really are.
Yeah. Not the best accountant.
Not the best accountant. Make sure you have a good accountant.
Yes, I agree. So with a father like that.
Yeah.
I would go into.
Pimping.
No.
Receiving.
What comes to my head? Daddy issues.
Yeah, but then I had a really good dad.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, and then I got adopted. And I got an amazing dad that let me dress him up and paint his nails. And I got to.
That's called a gay dad.
No, it's called a good dad. And any woman out there knows that when you're a little girl, you can sit with your dad and he will let you paint his nails and like practice putting makeup on him. And it's all good because he loves you. And I stole all the bubblegum out of his briefcase. And I used to prank call his office and hang up. And like, it was like a normal father-daughter relationship. And he was awesome.
Just a reminder, everyone listening, if you'd want to be part of this conversation, give us a call at 800-893-9562. And apologize to Frank and Stan, who've been waiting on hold for 50 minutes. But we will get to you. Hang on. Please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. So Tamiko, what is life like today?
Today, life is pretty chill and I can't complain. It used to be really exciting and have a lot of drama, but if things are kind of boring, that's a good thing. Things are steady. Life is normal. I moved to the burbs. I used to live in Hollywood. Now I live in the suburbs and at first I was kind of shocked by the change, but at the same time, then it's kind of cool. Because you have like real neighbors and stuff.
I want to backtrack a minute.
Yeah.
Something popped in my head.
Yeah.
Your mother was a prostitute biologically.
Yeah.
I know you had no connection to her because you were 21 when you met her.
Right.
Father, again, didn't meet till you were 20 something.
Yeah.
Pimp.
Right.
Was there any time you were involved in the sex industry? It's a fair question.
Yeah. I mean, not like I sold some snatch or whatever.
Right. What were you doing?
I was stripping. That's how I paid for school, man. That's how a lot of people paid for school.
Well, usually they say that, but you never think they really are in
school. There's actual girls out there who strip and actually go to class in the morning.
Were you all new?
I think so. Some people don't believe that. Books are expensive.
Yeah. Were you all nude?
I started out all nude. Yeah, because at 18, my freshman year, you can't work anywhere that serves alcohol. So if you're stripping at a non-alcoholic place, aka a juice bar, yeah, you're naked.
So what was that like at 18 to be naked on a pole?
I've always been very comfortable with my body. And so it wasn't a big deal. And I've always been a bit of a performer and I studied dance. So for me, it was like, you know, hey man, Josephine Baker started naked. Okay. And she ended up, I'm like, damn, actually, she ended up broke in London. So maybe not a good example, but. Right.
I mean, in itself, it's not necessarily, doesn't mean much.
And you know what? While I was on Deal or No Deal, Star Magazine tried to run that damn article. Do you remember this? And Howie brought it in. And it was like, it says something like Howie's little lap dancer. But then when you read the article, it was like super popular, number one requested, everybody liked her, made the most money. And then they put this glamorous picture of me next to the article. And it was like, oh, they, it kind of made me look good.
Right. It doesn't hurt, that kind of publicity.
No, I mean, like, no, I, yeah.
What was the creepiest thing that happened when you were stripping?
I had a cousin come in once.
I said the creepiest, not the biggest.
No, I didn't have any, like, creepy. I was a talker. Thank God. I didn't have to do dances. Now, stripping nowadays has absolutely changed. You have to oil up your ass and shake it and all this kind
of
nonsense.
You don't like oiling up your ass?
I didn't have to oil up my ass.
But you say it like it would be a bad thing, though.
I mean, like, it's totally changed. It's like the industry now. So TV used to be television and written, scripted television shows. Now it's like a popularity contest, sex tapes, and, you know, Jersey Shore. Right. So it's like the difference between scripted and reality. And then in dance back in the day, you used to be able to make all your money on stage. 3 minutes, $100, whatever. I'm cool. 15 sets a night. I go home with $2,000. Awesome.
You were making $2,000 in one night?
Yeah, man. It's good times. And now it's like no money on stage, unless you're in Atlanta and have a big giant ass. Huh. Or, you know, you're the girl dry humping homeboy in back for fucking $20.
You weren't doing the grinding stuff?
Hell no. I'm telling you, I was a talker. So I got all the guys that were social mutes, and then they get inside the club and it's like, oh, hey. And all of a sudden they're really chatty and they want to talk. And you're like, uh-huh. Okay, that song's done. Sorry, $20. And so, yeah, I just sat there and let them talk. I'll talk your ear off all night if you're paying me.
It sounds like...
Or even if you're not paying me. Right. I got chips and soda tonight.
That's
I'm right. talking.
That's great. That's great. You are. It's been great. It sounds like you're a little bit of a tease to the guys.
I think we're all, you know, females as a whole.
I don't like when you call females a whole.
I knew you were going there.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
Me?
Who are you talking to?
Vic.
Oh, I was like, yeah.
That's what a strip club is.
Is a place to be used.
Yes.
You know, I used to dance.
That's true.
No, it's true. It's a good question, Jeremy. I danced until about 4 years ago. So, yeah, I mean, as a vocation, I was, I danced. No, you know what? I've given up strip clubs. I haven't been to a strip club in 4 years.
You have been to a strip club?
Well, years ago.
Did you get a dance?
I didn't realize what goes on. What goes on is, which is unbelievable.
What goes on? Tell me what goes on.
If you guys didn't know, Jeremy, I don't know if you know this, but these guys, I think it's disgusting. It is. It's disgusting.
Why?
What these guys do is they go in with no underwear on.
Oh,
they
my
wear
God.
The thinnest pair of pants.
Yeah.
Or
and then they pay $20 to get dry humped and back.
Wait, I'm supposed to tell you.
I'm sorry. I do that.
Yes, that is correct. And they sit, and these guys end up getting...
That's horrible.
And I think that is so unsanitary.
It's beyond unsanitary.
Yeah, Jeremy, how
it's
many times have you...
It's beyond unsanitary.
Jeremy looks very familiar with this.
What?
Have you ever had a girl grind you in a strip club?
Yeah.
To the point of climax?
I've never climaxed in a strip club.
Right, just in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you go to a lot of strip clubs, don't you?
Grinding is...
It's horrible.
But it's...
I've been to some
bad strip clubs, put it that way.
I went to a strip club once where one of the strippers was pregnant.
I'm not shocked. I actually worked with a pregnant stripper who thought nobody else freaking knew she was pregnant. Meanwhile, she is lactating through her bra.
See, that's sexy to me. I would love that. Yeah, this stripper, you'd have to pay an extra dollar to feel the baby kick.
That is...
And it's like, to me, that is hot.
Yeah,
I love everything.
Right.
I've shared, you know.
Well, if I eat some more of these chips, you're about to feel the baby kick.
I don't know what that means, but you're a married lady. Suddenly, Vic's looking a little more appealing.
No. Chips aren't that good, Vic.
Oh. No, I don't go to strip clubs anymore because I don't like the idea of objectifying a woman.
Good for you.
And I also think it doesn't
allow
me...
But what about the women who don't mind being objectified?
Well, most women, unlike you... I think they, a lot of them have been abused.
I will agree with that.
And I don't really want to be a part of that. you know?
Totally.
So
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, there's no all, but some of these women come from homes where they were abused, or they have a self-esteem in a place where they're not in a good place.
Yeah.
So I feel like going is almost like being a predator and also being a part of a world that isn't healthy for me. It doesn't feel good.
Right. And I actually knew one of those girls, and it was so funny because I've never, I don't know, to me it was a job. I was paying bills. I was making great money going to school. And there was just one of those girls there where you're like, dude, what's your deal? Like, why are you here? And then, you know, she's got her issues. I'm like, so what did you want to be? Like, what do you want to be? Like, what's your big dream? And she was like, I've always dreamt of being a secretary in a really big building. And I'm like, we can like make that happen next week. Like, are you serious? And we made that happen. And then she quit, actually.
Let's get back to you stripping.
Okay.
That's more interesting. Fuck this person who got this secretarial job. Okay.
There's hope there. That's all I'm saying.
Let's keep this thing on track.
All right.
How long were you stripping?
God, I would say 3-4 years.
That's a lot of stripping.
Yeah.
You just couldn't keep your clothes on. That's taking off your clothes a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
$2,000 is a thing. Did you have a theme? Because some people dress up.
I mean, it depends on the song. Like, I mean, if it was closing time, I would always, the last song, if I was the last girl on stage and we were closing, I would always do Harry Belafonte, the Banana Boat song.
Oh,
okay. Mi se de, daylight come and me want to go home. Yeah,
that's
I want to go home.
Did you? Let's
wrap this up.
But what about like dressing up? A lot of the ladies would like to have a theme.
No.
You know, like schoolgirl.
No, I mean, like I still danced in like the 90s. You're more so thinking of the 80s, like the whole flash dance.
No, I'm not. No.
I think you are. Why are you bouncing up and down in your chair right now?
Because I'm excited. You got me bouncing.
It got you bouncing.
Yeah. So you didn't have any kind of theme. What did you wear?
What I do?
What did you wear on stage?
Bikinis, robes. Feathery stuff.
What kind of heels? Those acrylics?
Yeah, those tacky, clear, 6-inchers.
Guys must have gone crazy. Jeremy, when you go to a club, have you noticed that the younger ones seem to get more attention?
Right.
I mean, you were only, he was only 18.
I know.
Yeah, but in where I was working, it wasn't that big of a deal because everybody was kind of 18.
Weren't guys trying to get you in bed?
No. I think guys that go to the club know that it stays in the club. It's like Vegas.
It doesn't though.
Not for all dancers, that's for sure. But for me, no. And it's also in the vibe that you put off. Like I didn't walk around like, hey, pay for this. You know what I mean? I think everybody kind of knew me as the friendly, funny one that would sit and talk and have a good time, and the cool one. And maybe if you needed a girl to go home with, I will know who can do that for you. But that's not going to be me.
It depends on the club you're in, too.
Right. And the club that I was in actually was owned by the Hells Angels. So if there was any kind of going home with the customers, I will tell you this, I'm damn sure they were getting their percent.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not doing Hells Angels business.
Yeah, no, good. I don't believe it. You know, I'm going to share, I don't know, Jeremy, if you can relate to this, Tamika, maybe you can as well. I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. But
when I would go to strip clubs, I mean, I didn't like, I would go periodically. I was never one of those crazy guys going every weekend.
You weren't
like
a regular.
Jeremy. No, I wasn't. They didn't know me by name. But there was this one girl, she was actually in a magazine. You know, to me, that was a real big deal.
Oh.
And
what
her
kind
name
of
was
magazine?
Taylor. I think it was like Hustler or Club.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Right.
Her name was Taylor.
Right.
And this was over on Pico. There was a strip club around there. Somewhere.
Yeah. Fantasy Island.
But kind of like around there. It wasn't Fantasy Island.
There's one across the street from Fantasy Island. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Plan B or something?
Plan B. Because when you don't graduate from college, that is Plan B.
That's
I
right.
know that place.
Yeah.
But, and they serve hot wings.
So I was in this place. And so I see this woman, you know, Taylor. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, that's Taylor.
Right.
I need to have a private dance with Taylor.
So was she good?
This is a long time ago, honestly.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got Taylor in a room
where
they do the lap dances.
Uh-oh.
And Taylor farted in my face.
Did you request that? Because if you requested it.
No, I did not request it. And she had the balls to smile as if nothing happened. But there was this fume, this wave, this cloud of odoriferous.
Odoriferous.
Colon.
That's actually called crop dusting. You got crop dusted.
She crop dusted my face. and smiled the whole way, you know, and I still gave her a tip. I mean, you gotta, I'm a classy guy.
Tip? You know what tip stands for?
No.
To ensure proper service.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
So you did not get proper service. You should not have tipped. And for all you waitresses and waiters and servers out there, know that.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever crop dusted a customer?
No, but I've crop dusted people at the grocery store. You see how much joy I get out of that? Saying that out loud, I feel liberated.
She's a real lady. Look at the photos. This is the lady that guys are...
crop dusting.
Yeah. I mean, I take great pleasure in crop dusting in restaurants on my way to the bathroom and back.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, because these people are stuck.
No,
they're
what you do is when you're in line somewhere, that's when you do it. And then once it starts to smell, you got to turn around and do the, oh God, what is that smell?
Is that what you do?
That's what I do.
I like elevators.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. I like it when I'm alone and I walk out and they walk in.
Oh, you're so wrong. See,
it's
now
my
what
way
I was going to say
back.
Is that you should get into the elevator and never turn around and then fart, because then you walk in and you're staring at everyone and then it smells.
Well, mine are quiet. Are yours?
Mine are super, yeah, they're quiet.
Yeah, they're dainty, like you.
Mine are not dainty, but they are quiet. They're quiet and rude.
Do you fart a lot around your husband?
Yes, and he hates it. Like he thinks he moved in with a college roommate.
Do you do it during lovemaking?
No.
Fair question.
No, not during lovemaking. But, you know, once we're tucked away in bed, don't go moving the sheets around because, you know, some might slip out and then that's when he gets upset. Yeah, he can't stand it. But this is my thing. Am I really supposed to not fart in front of my husband for the rest of my life? For the rest of my life, I'm supposed to get up out of bed and go fart in the hallway? I don't think so.
No, actually, I think everything a woman does is a turn on. Everything. If she farts, what I like about it, what makes it a turn on to me, Vic Cohen, is she's real.
She's real.
She's a real human being. And I don't want her to be. Yeah, I don't want her to be some fantasy.
And Dr. Oz says holding in your farts is bad for you anyway. So I'm not going to do that.
But you probably just let him go once you got married.
Hold on. I got to take it. This is so lame.
Right?
Yeah. But you know what? The first time I farted, it was actually really funny.
Not in your life. You're talking about with your husband.
Yes, with my husband. The first time was actually in an elevator. And I was holding on to it for dear life. And then all of a sudden it was like, meow, and I didn't know what to do. And I looked at him and the only thing I could think to say was, it's not what you think.
What? It's not what you think, honey. I didn't shit myself.
It's not what you think.
I didn't shit in my panties,
honey. And then
he
just looked at me like, what do you mean it's not what you think? I didn't know what else to say. It's not what you think. I thought maybe after I said that, I would come up with something really quickly that was, you know, smart, but I didn't.
Was it a loud fart or silent?
Yeah, it was like a mouse fart, which is even funnier than like the loud ones.
Right.
Because that's when you know you're trying to hold it in. And we're really talking about farts on the radio right
now. Okay. It's
okay.
You know, I'm trying to make you human.
I am very human.
Because a lot of guys, they see you online or wherever and they think of like a, you know, just a two-dimensional image. They need to know the truth.
That's true.
And this is the truth. This girl's disgusting. She farts everywhere.
Yeah, I had meatloaf for dinner.
She shit herself on the way over here.
I did not do that, but I will go home and probably take a good one.
She just talked about how she's
going to... broccoli and meatloaf.
Right. So you've been married how long?
Oh boy. Going on 2 years.
And what's the secret on that? For 2 years, you kept it together.
My father-in-law gave me the best advice ever. And everyone's, you know, you try to get your advice and it's all like... stuff. It's a lot of stuff. Father-in-law broke it down. You want it to work? It's going to work. You don't want it to work? It's not going to work. And I was like, that, yeah.
So it's a matter of wanting it to work.
Yeah.
And you want it to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point, right?
Totally.
So I would imagine you're probably trying to have children about now. Well, you're talking to me right now.
He's, I think we are both going in that direction. However, I love to work, man. I love to work. I want to work. I want to keep working.
It takes 10 minutes to get pregnant.
It takes 9 months and then another like year to get back.
Right. I want to ask you this.
What you left, huh?
This is a fair question. Mm. Talking about your sex life. Is there sperm in your belly right now?
No.
It's a fair question.
There's no sperm in my belly.
Is that because of the type of birth control you use or?
No.
It just means that you haven't made love in a while.
I have not. No, because, yeah, they live for 3 days. So, no, I have not made love in the past 3 days.
Okay. But if you were to make love, there could be sperm in your belly.
Yeah.
With the type of birth control you use.
Are you trying to ask me if I'm on birth control, Vic Cohen?
No. I find it interesting.
I'm not on birth control because that would not help me get pregnant.
Wait, you're not on birth control?
I'm not on birth control.
So you could get pregnant?
I could.
So what are you guys doing? Are you using, what kind of method of birth control are you using? None?
None.
Or so you type are trying to have children.
I mean, like, if it happens, it happens.
It's gonna
happen. If it doesn't, you're like, it's going to happen. It's not the plague. It's not SARS.
No, but it's going to happen.
It will happen.
I know the kind of guys that you...
I'm not getting any younger, man.
So you are open to having children.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And until it happens, I'll continue to work and do me.
Now, guys, women like you get, like we were talking earlier, all these hot guys. Like, is this guy like, like a 15-inch type hung? It's a fair question.
Yeah, he's hung. He's got a beautiful penis.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is it that makes it so beautiful? It's a fair question. It is a fair question.
It's just good looking. It's a handsome penis. It's not multicolored. His balls and his dick are the same color. We don't have a Neapolitan thing going on. It's just a beautiful, nice penis.
Right. Because there are some, you have seen some ugly ones.
I have seen some ugly ones in my life.
What makes for an ugly, what's been the ugliest one you've
Lumpy,
ever?
Crooked, multicolored. Like the hot pink, light pink, brown thing isn't flying in my book.
All on the length you're talking?
No, I've seen small ones and big ones, but I've seen small ones do just as good as big ones do. And I've seen big ones that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Like a big dumb guy.
Like a big dumb guy. Yeah. Bull in a china shop.
Right.
Knocking stuff over. You don't know what you're doing.
So you're not an advocate of it must be big?
No.
Okay.
Because that... Man, unless you marry big, because you can't, it's like going black. Once you go big, you can't go small.
I don't know. All I know is so you love your man's penis.
I do. Mm-hmm. That would be horrible if I married a man whose penis I did not love.
No, it's true. I just didn't know how important that is to a woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole balance of things.
Well, because in public, women, the persona, like the whole idea is a woman falls in love with a man because they have a spiritual connection and they love each other in a deep way. You don't hear about a woman saying, I love him a lot because his penis isn't three colors. I've never heard that.
Maybe you'll start hearing it tonight if people are listening and I've awoken them in some way. But yeah, and that's not the only reason why I love him.
No, I never thought that.
Yeah.
There was a thing on Deal or No Deal. A lot of times the models would bring their boyfriends.
Oh, that was so lame.
You know, and they would.
I never did that. Did I? I never did that.
All the time.
I did not do that.
No, but what I didn't like, and this bothers me even today when I think about it.
Right.
Some of these guys, and you guys listening.
Douche.
Let me tell you something.
Douchebags.
I'll tell you guys. First of all, yeah, all you guys who dated the models, let me tell you something. You guys would come in with your flip-flops. And I'd have to look at those big toes. Some of those big toes.
Yeah.
Some of their toes were bigger than my dick. These guys were huge guys.
Yeah.
It makes me feel small. It makes me feel bad about me. Wear closed toe shoes.
From now on.
Maybe that's really how I feel. Maybe it's too much information.
No, I think you're on track with something. But at the same time, a lot of those girls were dating like athletes and stuff.
Right. They had big toes.
They had big toes.
Tell me something. We're going to wrap up here very shortly. Tell me something that you maybe you've never shared with anyone. Are there any secrets? Is there anything that we have has been left unturned?
Let me think.
Oh, you know what's funny? Tamika got reprimanded on Deal or No Deal. I think it was you, wasn't it? Or maybe it was someone else.
For what?
Who brought the sex toys? Was that you?
No, that was not me.
Okay. She had no part of that. Did you ever get reprimanded?
The double-sided black dildo? No, that was not me.
That was not you.
No. Okay.
That's for another interview.
I had to think about that, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Did you, so what is going on right now? You're married and...
Married.
You're doing what?
And I'm acting. And I'm like everyone else in this damn town, but except for the fact that I'm not a waitress, I am just acting. Yeah. And it's moving and grooving. Hey, if you want to check out my webisode, like everybody else right now, who is talented and went to school and trained and are not getting paid to act, we are giving it away for free. So feel free to check out my webisode. It's thesituationseries.com. And I am episode number 4. And we're about to go into our second episode. And I'll be on episode number 1 of that, which we're shooting at the beginning of December. So that's the Situation Series.
We have a
series.
Call. Hey, you know what? Actually, we're going to take a call. It says drop call. Does that mean that they're gone? How do we?
No.
Are they there right here? Hello, who is this?
I'm right here.
Who is this?
I'm right here.
Who's hey this?
Talk to me.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Vic Cohen?
Yeah, this is Vic.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
On Vic's It's a Fair Question on SkidRowStudios.com, a brand new show.
Yes.
You are right on it. Yep.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, you know?
Well, cool. What's your name?
My name is Vince.
Vince.
And I was just masturbating to an old episode of How We Do It, and I really enjoy Vic's work. I mean, I haven't seen Deal or No Deal, you know?
Yeah.
I know they got a lot of hot broads on there.
A lot of hot broads.
Hey, Vince, I don't know if you're kidding or not, but I want to tell you something. I hope you were masturbating to a video of mine, because I find that, I don't know if you're gay or you're...
Well, it's not a video of you. Like, also, Howie Mandel is in it, and he does some funny stuff as well, but I do...
love it.
I do enjoy your stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Oh, awesome.
I'm a native Los Angelesian.
Yeah, how'd you find the show?
Well, I happen to listen to Skid Row Studios a lot.
Oh, awesome.
You know?
Are you masturbating right now? Are you, Vince?
No, I'm
that
not.
Took a really long time, though. Did you just put the lotion down? Are you a dry masturbator or a wet masturbator?
No.
Vince.
You know, I wanted to, I caught on to something and I wanted to mention it. I don't know, and tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, it's cool.
Yeah.
But when Tamika was talking about penis size, and she says, you know, she was also like trying to stick up for like the little dick guys.
Yes, okay.
Now,
I do remember
you
that.
Do that because you sense that Vic has a small penis. I don't know if he has a small penis or not, but did you do that because you felt bad and you're like, well,
no.
I don't want to make Vic feel bad. I see his hands are kind of small and he's a small kind of guy.
Vince, you know what? I want to tell you something. That was a brilliant question.
Yeah, that was actually a really good question.
And I do want to hear the answer, because you stay on the line, Vince, and we'll hear what
you
have to
say. No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. I've actually seriously dated guys who are of smaller size. And honestly.
Right. And you're saying that like a 5-incher will do the same thing or even better than of like an 8 or 9-incher or 10-incher.
I know.
What's
a lot of guys.
What's the biggest incher you've had?
It's a great question,
Vince.
What's the
smallest?
Great question.
Wait, I missed it. Smallest or biggest?
He wants to know the biggest, and that is a fair question.
Honestly, yeah. This is going to sound like I'm fixing this, but I think my husband's the biggest and the smallest.
Wait,
and I don't know.
Vince and I want to know. Vince, I think you agree with me here. We want to know, how big is that?
I don't know. Right. I haven't measured it.
We don't believe that. Vince and I do not believe.
I stopped masturbating for the answer, so I'm waiting.
I don't know if you really are masturbating, but I'm going to tell you something. If you are, it means nothing to me. Like, it's not upsetting to me. In fact, I hope everyone's masturbating.
Yeah.
I really hope.
It doesn't knock you off your game or anything. Like, you're like, you know, it doesn't sway you.
I'm not gay. I'm not gay, but I want to tell you something.
No.
Guys have better taste than women, especially gay guys. And if I got your penis in your hand, then I'm flattered. I think.
Well,
I'm
not gay either. I just like comedy a lot.
Well, I appreciate
it's
that.
Funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the fact it got you to wanting to masturbate is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that.
You know what? I want to know what fucking video you're watching, because that is some funny shit.
Let me tell you, Vince, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store December 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to come, you know, it's a very, I do mean come, not as a double entendre. It's a very dark room, you know.
So
George Michael style.
Yeah, I can make you laugh, and you can pleasure yourself at the same time.
You can make him laugh,
cool,
and his penis cry.
Right.
Yeah, well.
But I don't think Tamika answered the question, Vic.
I didn't, because you know what? I don't know inches.
She doesn't want to answer it.
I don't know inches. I really don't. Like, I haven't gone,
right.
I haven't been like, babe, tell me, you've been with a girl who straight up has whipped out a ruler and measured your penis?
Every guy measures his penis.
You know that you can, like, that you might have like maybe measured it on your arm and then ran, you know, and kind of remembered where it was on your arm and then you measured it later.
No, I would not do that.
Vince, she's not some dyke construction worker. You know, I don't know. But I
not
think
only that, but like I don't know. You know what? Honestly, it makes me really wonder what kind of chicks you're dating that you think that's what fucking women do. I don't.
Well,
girls
that's
don't
none
do
of your
that.
Business, young lady.
Huh? What'd you
that's
say?
None of your business, young lady.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I don't do that. That's yeah. really funny, though.
Well, the question I would pose is, and this is a fair question. I would think Vince would completely agree with me on this.
Huh.
Being that you are a taller woman,
yeah.
From a technical standpoint, your vaginal canal
that
is longer. And I would think that a smaller penis would not satisfy.
Listen, that's like saying, no.
A fair question.
It is a fair question. But you know what? I have a fair answer. Because, you know, little people or small people, whatever you want to say, they have those big belly midsections because their intestines are the same size as a tall person or a regular height person. Mm. So I think all of our innards would probably be the... No matter how... smart, tall, big you are, everyone's brain weighs like, what do they say, an average of 7 pounds?
Okay, well, all I know is go on, Vince. I'll let you go.
Is it true? Sorry, Vic, I don't mean to, but I want to ask these questions because, you know, we have a woman in studio and I want to, you know.
And Vince, I got
to
tell you.
I'm going to ask a woman's, you know, perspective and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, Tamika, by looking at Vic, can you tell if he has a big penis? Like, what would you guess?
That's a great question, Vince. That's a great question.
I think Vic would, I think he has a normal sized penis. I think he has a fine penis.
Why do chicks always say the normal? Okay, what's normal then?
He wants
inches. That's what he wants.
Inches game,
that's
dude.
Centimeters. I'm American. You know, I don't use centimeters. Come on. The metric system is
European. Tamika, don't act so innocent. Tamika,
I'm going to say Vic probably has a good 6 inches on him.
Okay, so that's like normal, right?
Thank you. A normal sized penis.
Right.
Okay. So, Vic, is she right? Or are you like a little guy, like one of these little guys? Like, sometimes it looks like they have like a third leg.
Vincent. How fast are you stroking it right now? Be honest.
I've kind of slowed because I'm getting really interested into this topic. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do two things at once, man.
So, okay. Well,
well, plus when he starts to listen, his dick probably goes a little softer.
And this, you know, and this is like not comedy. I'm very serious.
Right.
You know,
no, I agree. I'm really, you know,
this is serious.
People think that it's a comedy show, but the truth is this is all serious stuff we're talking about. And I will tell, exactly.
Because I think that Tamika really likes the big ones and she doesn't like the smaller ones. And she just like was saying that to make you feel better.
No, Vince, let me tell you something. Vince, listen, I knew the guy that she was playing around with on a show.
Oh yeah.
Okay. This guy was borderline little person. Okay, now this guy had a small dick. There's no way about it.
I'm going to vouch for him and say he had a normal sized penis, but you know what? There was passion there and there was a connection, which made it awesome.
Like, Vince, what? I think this, that she's providing us some hope, and it sounds like you're not wanting it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I just hear that rap and I like sensed it. I picked up on it and. It made me call 800-893-9562.
Nice. You know? Nice
plug. I don't know. I just wanted to chime in there. But before I go, like, hey, guys, what about, like, the midget people or little people, whatever, but, like, you know, midgets?
Great question.
Like, what about the ones that have, like, normal size or even, like, large genitals? Isn't that freaky?
That is a great question. Tamika?
Or a comment. It's more of a comment.
Well, no.
I think those are probably the ones that have crutches or canes.
Mm-hmm. I have no
have
idea
you ever
what
been
that.
With a little person?
I have not been with a little person, but
Vince,
I did.
Have you?
Have I been with a little person? You know, I want to tell you something, Vince. That's a great question, and nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I want to tell you something. Nothing would stop me from being with a little person if I. And when I say little person, I mean I'm talking little. Like I would fuck a 6-inch woman. I really would.
Wow.
But she'd have to be at least 18.
Yes.
What if her vaginal canal is only like a three incher?
You know what?
Then in that case, his dick would be huge.
Easy. Yes, that's true. Don't laugh too much at that one, Vince. You know.
Well, cool, guys. I'm gonna let you guys continue and stuff.
And we're gonna let you continue.
Great job. Congratulations on a great show and awesome.
Thanks for the call.
Have
and,
a good night. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, Vince.
Shout out to the More Music Radio Pod as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. And anyone else wanting to call, it's 800-893-9562. Do you think he was masturbating?
I think he was totally masturbating.
I think he was. And, you know, the interesting thing is I've never heard a man masturbating about another man.
About comedy.
About comedy.
Oh, and he's still listening, isn't he?
He is. And I want to, hey, Vince, if I were over there right now, I would get up in front of your coffee table and I'd grab a microphone and I would say, it's great to be here tonight. You guys are a great crowd. You are. No, actually, I'm happy that Vince called because he actually asked questions that everyone's asking.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe.
They were good questions.
They were great questions. And,
yeah.
And it sounds, you know, and the truth is that I do believe that you are the kind of woman who would go after any guy that you felt a connection with.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, dude, if I ever met a girl that's like, oh, he's so awesome, but I don't know about his dick. It's just like, dude, what else are you missing out on?
Oh, you know, we got another caller. Let's take
awesome.
That. Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. Who is this?
Hi. My name is Philip.
Hey, Philip. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to say that I was masturbating to the thought of the other guy masturbating.
That's a chain reaction.
Really? So, Philip, what brought you to the station?
Well, sometimes I listen to the, who are the girls on Sunday afternoon? They have the sex show. I don't know what it is.
The Love
Sunday
Bite.
Sunday afternoon.
The Love
yeah,
Bite?
Love Bite. That's right. I listen to the Love Bite show sometimes, and so I thought I'd call in and say what's up to you guys. So I listen to you guys, and yeah, it's I like how you ask the fair questions.
Thank you, man. You know, it's Kevin, right?
No, it's Philip.
Philip.
May I call you Kevin?
You can call me. You know what? You know what? In fact,
it's a fair question.
Check off faster if you call me Kevin.
You know what? I want to tell you something, Kevin. I don't know what's going on here. The second person with this masturbation thing going on, and like I said to Vince, Philip, you enjoy yourself. And if is there something I can say that would, you know.
Do you have any questions?
Well, the funny thing is, this is what cracks me up, Philip. We've got a gorgeous woman here. I mean, a model, a bona fide model.
And all the guys are jerking off to other dudes.
And you know what? And I'm the guy. Yeah, I don't get it, but I like it.
Hey,
I really do.
I'm relieved. Some of the stress has been unloaded off of my shoulders.
I want to tell you something.
Well, because I started to jack off to Tanika watching the SituationSeries.com on
awesome.
Episode 4.
Awesome.
So you actually hit.
Yeah, because I have a sex scene in that.
Yeah, I started jacking off to, you know, listening to you guys, then jacking off to that, then listening to the guy jacking off. And so, you know, I was just hoping you guys can keep me jacking off.
Well,
yeah.
You know, that's really why we do the show. You know, when I talked to Jeremy, I said to him, I want to make sure that we have a lot of listeners jerking off. And because really, isn't that what this is about, Philip? Life?
Well, but then I only will listen for like 4 minutes.
That's all you can last. What do you do for work, Philip?
Well, I work in engineering, actually.
Right.
Oh,
so you have an engineered
guy.
A way to take it longer to explode?
Well, you know, there are various practices that I read about and that I hear about on the Love Bite show that's in engineering, but, like, I'm supposed to exercise my Kegel muscles, I understand.
Guys have those? I thought only girls had those.
Hey, Philip.
No, men and women both have the Kegel muscles.
I got to start listening to this show.
Yeah. Hey, Philip. Philip, are you straight, gay, bisexual? What are you?
No, I'm straight, but I do masturbate to people masturbating.
Okay.
I'm not really buying that, but I think that sounds bisexual or gay, and I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I can kind of get it because it's like you're watching somebody doing something that you could totally be doing right now. And
well,
then,
it's
like,
kind of like if I watch a fight, I want to fight. But if I don't watch a fight, I don't want
to
fight.
Right. I hope. Do you listen to rap music?
No, but I like to watch boxing. And so when I watch,
hey, Philip,
I love boxing.
I want to tell you something, Philip. I want to tell you something, in all due respect. Okay, I want you to listen up real closely. You're gay. You're gay. You're a gay man, and it's okay. And I don't mind it. I welcome it. I love gay men. I think they're wonderful. And I think you should embrace it as hard as you're embracing your dick right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
But you say that I'm gay, but I was masturbating watching Tanika on the Situation
That's
series.
True. And I am not gay looking
no, but you
for
told,
a man.
You told us.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, you look very female to me. But you did say to me, what a nice compliment. You did say earlier that the thought of the other gentleman, Vince, masturbating was turning you on. And that, my friend.
I was masturbating to him masturbating to you guys.
Okay. All right. Hmm. We just have a difference of opinion on this one.
Wait, is that you, Tanika, with the at the table with the gray sweat with the gray shirt on?
Yeah, I'm actually seriously wearing that shirt right now.
Yeah, because I try to watch the video on you guys in the studio. I try to turn on to the video, but I can't get through. It says off air.
Jeremy, what's going on with that? We've got a beautiful, gorgeous woman here in the studio.
Oh, okay. Let me fix that.
I'd rather masturbate to her live than something she did a few months ago.
Really? So, you know what?
My hair is longer.
You know what's really funny? This is like totally full circle. And this is not, talk about a circle jerk. You know, this is weird because at the beginning I said one of the first questions I posed to Tamika was
masturbating.
You know, about being objectified, about men masturbating to you.
Yeah.
And here we have a gentleman, Philip, on the line who's been doing just that.
Yeah. And I'm totally, I'm fine. It doesn't faze me whatsoever.
Right, but is there a point where you're like, hey, I'm more than that? He's totally losing his erection right now.
Of course, yeah. But at the same...
Let me say one thing, you know, in relation to the last guy who called...
Is that the camera?
He kept asking about the penis sizes and all.
Yeah.
You know, I've had many girlfriends in my life. I've been married twice. And I'll tell you, I really believe that although who doesn't like a big dick, you know...
Right.
Women, it's not really a big deal. I mean, I've dated women who have dated guys with bigger dicks than me and all that. And it doesn't really matter. It seems that women are okay with whatever dick is attached to the guy that they love.
Right. That's true.
Would you consider yourself a larger man? I missed that.
I'm about 7 inches.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good size.
Is that with a tube sock on it?
It's been measured. I remember I said I work in engineering. I'm measuring all day.
That's funny.
I have measured my erect penis at 7 inches, yes.
Really? Is that from the taint or the top?
No,
it's a fair question.
I do it from the top. I don't measure from the taint. That would be cheating.
Yeah, because that's like half an inch that doesn't hit us at all, right?
Well, it could be more than that.
True.
It could be huge.
So I guess I could just say that I'm slightly above average a little bit. I think average is 5.5 or 6 inches. So I'm just slightly above average. But believe me, I've dated some girls who told me about their ex-boyfriends having these huge, you know, huge cocks. And it didn't really
bother me. Please, let's not use the C word. Let's not use the C word here.
But it didn't faze you though, right? It doesn't matter.
We're a classy show.
It didn't matter to me. It didn't affect whether or not we stayed together, whether or not we had sex or not. It was a non-issue.
Right.
Right.
And it should be a non-issue, and that's what I was telling the last caller.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know, Tamika's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
Well, her husband's a straight shooter. He's not crooked,
her
right?
He's not crooked.
A straight shooter, and she's a squirter?
No.
That's a fair question.
Oh, wait.
Philip,
yeah. I just got to the image of her and the guy on the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow. That's you?
That's me.
Oh, well.
Okay.
and anyone else listening who wants to see what he's seeing, it's the situationseries.com episode number 4.
Why? You look kind of like the girl from Flashdance.
I hear that almost every day, except for my boobies are way bigger.
Oh, my. Whoa.
And I'm like 20 years younger.
Those are your real tits?
No.
Hey, please, let's keep some decorum here. Those are her breasts.
I paid for them, so they are
mine. Let's be respectful to the lady. Pardon me?
Are those your real breasts or implants?
Implants.
Oh, okay. And
oh, okay.
May I ask, it's a fair question. May I ask?
It is a fair question.
For? I'm a decap.
Oh.
Well, you know what? That felt real.
That one. That was genuine.
Yeah.
He likes a decap.
Oh, but then you throw it up in the toilet. I just lost it again.
I did throw up in the toilet after that scene.
As I'm about to in a minute.
Okay, listen, I just want to say thanks for the show. You guys have a great show. Vic, you're really funny, man. And thanks for being on the air.
Hey, Philip, I want to thank you. We'll be doing this every week. I hope you'll be a regular caller and
you'll
visit us again. It was a great call. You asked a lot of great questions.
I'm going to think about what you said as to whether or not I'm gay. I don't think so, but I'm willing to investigate.
Well, that alone makes me think you are gay. And And I want to tell you, there's nothing wrong
with
it.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and I think, by the way, Philip, everyone's gay. Okay?
That's what, the Nirvana singer said. What else can I say? Everyone is gay.
Well, it's true. And if you're, you know, psychologically speaking, there are people, many mainstream psychology people, experts who believe that. It's not just me.
I can see that.
You know, I just think that you happen to be more in touch.
Trisexual.
Well.
Caller, I just wanted to let you know that the video's up and running again, so get on that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll start jerking again.
Oh, that's lovely. You know, that's exactly what we're looking for here on
it's
the show.
It's a jerk-off hour. That's awesome.
Yeah,
there
this is...
There we go. Oh, wait. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see. Okay, hey, you guys. So thanks for the show.
Hey,
yeah,
guys,
it sounds like you got to get busy. All right.
I got to take care of myself here.
Wonderful.
Have a good night.
Wonderful. Oh. That's Philip, everyone. I don't know what's
happened.
We're
inspiring people left and right.
Right. You know, you do this because you want to meet people. Like, you know, I am a single guy. And so far, I've had two suitors call.
Two suitors. I cannot believe jacking off to comedy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that something is so funny? You have got to whip your dick out and fucking rub one out.
I'm flattered.
It's amazing. You are one hell of a comedian.
I'm going to tell you something. This is like not happened before, and maybe it does, and I don't know about it.
Right. You better go home and write some good shit tonight.
No, I mean, I'm just like, you know, you can go to VicCohen.com if you're feeling horny.
And you can follow him on Twitter.
Yes, at Vic Cohen. And it's Vic Cohen. The website is VicCohen.com.
Yeah.
And I'm also on Facebook.
Facebizzle.
I've not heard that before. That's funny. I feel very like not hip right now.
Well, you're going to get hip.
I think if we hang out some more, you could teach me some hip things.
I will. I will totally teach you some hip things.
Because I'm.
Hey, and you can also follow me at Twitter. I'm at Tamika_Jacobs, and it's spelled how it sounds. Tamika.
And when she says underscore, you don't write out the word underscore.
No.
There could be some jackass out there who's going Tamekaund.
But now that you say that, I'm so going to go home and see if that's available and just get it, just to have it.
Just because there'll be some jackass
yeah.
out there.
Because that Tamika spelled out underscore Jacobs probably has like 5 followers right now that I need to reach out to. Make sure that they are too also jacking off to Skid Row Studio Radio.
Jeremy, you're here all the time.
Right.
Is this typical caller type stuff? I mean...
Yeah, that's pretty standard, actually.
So we are not
studio special.
It's heavy male listeners.
Yeah, and they're always jerking off.
Is this true?
Yeah, I don't know why. it's weird.
I mean, you're not kidding, right?
No.
Like, were those two gentlemen both really, truly, do you think they were pleasuring themselves?
Probably, yeah.
I totally believe it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt them whatsoever.
Is that like, I mean, I've done kinky stuff.
Vic, we're talking about late night internet radio right now.
Yeah.
Really, that's what
goes
on?
You can have 5 screens on your computer right now. You could be on youporn.com and...
Hold on, let me write these down.
Yeah, youporn is really good. There's a video on there that I really like. If anyone wants to check it out, it's called Fuck Me Please. Super hot chick. I don't know who the hell she's boning, but he's pretty lame. But she's really hot.
You know what bothers me? Can I just tell you something? I don't watch porn. I try my best, really. I just am off it. I'm off porn. I'm porn free right now.
I'm off it. It's not crack. It's not cocaine.
No, it is. It's like crack
for me.
Is it?
Oh, I guess it is. Yeah.
I'm like porn.
There's some people out there that
are. No, there's all kind of crack on that thing.
Right.
You see a lot of crack. But I'm totally off the crack. And what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, fuck. I forgot what I was going to say.
You know how you got to start drinking some ginkgo biloba.
I know. I keep forgetting stuff.
You keep forgetting stuff.
What was I going to say? This is what I was going to say. This bothers me.
Okay.
Because you watch porn. Jeremy, you watch pornography, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, once in a while. Why not?
Okay. And I'm sure Vince and Philip do when they're not watching my comedy and masturbating.
Right.
Here's what bothers me. I believe I was raised that when you have a job, mm-hmm. you do your best. You give everything you have to your job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching porn.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago. Last week.
Okay.
No, a long time ago. Does this bother you when the guy cannot stay erect and the whole time he's trying to get his stuff going? It's like that's your only job.
But
just
it's kinda,
get it.
Yeah, but maybe it's not his only job. Maybe it's like a side job and he's...
Then don't do porn.
Then don't do porn. But you know what? Sometimes it's hard to perform on camera.
No, then you know what? Let me just say something.
People have stage fright.
Tamika, I don't give a shit about it. These are professionals.
do you know what happens is that sometimes they do the money shot first.
Oh, bummer.
And then they have to go and have
But
sex.
I thought that if guys did the money shot first, that isn't like your second time, don't you last longer?
That's why some guys do it, but then they have trouble
getting there.
Well, they got to change that system.
Or they need like a 20-minute break.
It's I'm going to tell you something. As a former porn user, it's very aggravating.
Right.
Because, you know, it's like it's sending the wrong message. You know, when you've got a gorgeous woman and you can't put...
Maybe she's gorgeous, but maybe we don't know that she smells. She's really yeasty and he knows that going in and he's like, damn, I got to stick this and it's just all bad.
Maybe. But then again, that's not a professional operation.
Have you seen professional operations? Have you ever seen a porn that's like, damn, this is some professional shit?
Yes, I have.
I actually have too.
So this is pretty well done. But yeah, I'm porn free. I'm not looking at porn.
Good.
And
you're abstinent.
Well, I mean, I'm not abstinent sexually, but I'm staying away from it.
I think it's a good thing.
It's good.
Are you going to temple on when do you guys go to, when do you go to temple? When is temple?
It's not a religion.
Saturday?
Friday night. And then there's Friday Saturday morning. It's, there's nothing to do with religion. It's really just, I just don't like the idea behind it.
Well, then don't do it.
I know it's a bore to talk about. It's not exciting.
Yeah, I'm boring. I'm bored right now.
Jeremy, are you bored?
What's going on?
Good to see he's paying attention. The boss is paying attention to the show.
Yeah.
He's like jerking off too.
I think everyone's done jerking off now because that, yeah.
Well, listen, I hate to see us end. I mean, you know what? This is our very first Vic Cohns, It's a Fair Question.
And it was good. And I answered some fair questions.
You did. You know, you have been...
I played well.
You are a great player. You played along.
Yeah.
You answered the questions.
That was fun.
Was it? It wasn't too painful, right?
No.
It's a fair question.
It's totally a fair question.
Everything's a fair question. You know, I do want to ask you this, and I hate to take it here.
Oh, God.
But I think it was Philip or Vince, and I'm sure Jeremy caught this as well. Uh-huh. Right, Jeremy?
What?
The squirting thing. They asked you...
Not a squirter.
And you just were offended almost.
Not a squirter.
Well, why is... And if, for those who aren't familiar with that term, that would
horrible.
Be a female ejaculator.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about it that's weird. And maybe you have watched... There's this video. Okay, I don't know. I know you haven't seen it.
It's amazing. I love squirting.
Have you seen the video with the eels?
Wait, hold on a second.
With the eels?
No, I haven't.
Hold on one second.
Some stuff
Jeremy
going
just
on.
Said he loves squirting. Guys can't squirt. So no. Whatever the fuck you're doing, that's not squirting. Okay? So is that you?
Yeah.
Guys can definitely squirt. Come on.
Well... Okay.
Think about that again.
Oh, I'll think that. He thinks he's
but
got me.
But female ejaculators are fucking beautiful.
It's not me. Hasn't been. Maybe something hasn't happened, but I don't know.
I
but
love
you seem
it.
Repulsed kind of, by it.
Yeah, I am. Because I've seen it and I'm just kind of, it's kind of weird to me.
Well, first of all, you know what? I want to tell you something, Tamika, in all honesty, and I'm trying to help you here.
What?
You don't trust your man.
I do trust my man.
No, you don't. Let me tell you something.
I don't think I'm a... You know what? There's just some girls... It's like orgasms. Some girls can't have orgasms in certain positions.
No, you
some
were wrong.
Girls aren't squirters.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm not... I know you're married and all that. And I'm not proposing this.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you something right now.
What?
I could have you squirting in less than 5 minutes. There is a technique. No. I'm telling you, there's a technique and there's a way. It's all about the anatomy.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know. It's not going to happen.
It would happen.
I'll pee on someone if you really want me to squirt
you
that
can't,
bad, but
no,
it's not
going
to happen.
Let me tell you something. I'm amazed at such a sophisticated, sexually aware woman.
Not a squirter.
But you were saying you couldn't. And I'm telling you that that's not true, right, Jeremy?
Well, it's just that she seems disgusted by it, whereas I thought it was just like, you either are or you aren't.
I'm not.
There's a way. Here's their deal.
But a woman that does, it's not like,
there's nothing wrong with a woman that does.
An uncontrollable reaction, right?
Right. More power to her, all that stuff. I think, seriously, the connect with the disgust is that I've seen some crazy ass videos.
Well, that's,
it's like watching two girls in one cup.
That's not normal stuff. I mean, the normal.
Some of the stuff that I have seen, maybe I can send you the links later on.
This was
they
crazy.
They will have you questioning it.
This is really crazy. I was with a girl, a lady, and she was a female ejaculator.
Okay.
And I, as I've already said and will continue to say, I love the vagina. I love everything it does.
Right.
Everything.
Yeah.
And if female ejaculation happens to be part of that evening, I'm all in.
Totally.
Now this girl, she drenched, like waterlogged my mattress.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, I mean, it was, I had her going crazy. I hate to brag, but I'm very good in bed, Tamika. You missed out on something. So I actually went to, this is really funny. I had to have her, she came back, you know, after I.
Of course she came back.
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
Right.
And I dried up the mattress. It took a lot, you know, a lot of industrial fans.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, the thing was drenched. When there's like dripping off your mattress, it's like the rainforest in your bedroom. It's not good. So anyways, go on. What were you going to say?
It just sounds amazing to me. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so I had to go. This is like crazy. I didn't want to break up with her. I actually liked it, but I didn't like the aftermath. It was like the Poseidon adventure.
Because she was messing up your mattress.
Yeah, and I had a nice mattress.
And no guy likes to do laundry. We all
had a pillow top with seafoam. I mean, it was like there was, it was rough. So I go to the Bed Bath & Beyond.
Did you not get one of those plastic things to cover your
mattress?
This
is the thing. This is what, no, I didn't. I didn't know. And Vince and Philip, I'm sure you would attest to this, as two of our callers. And Jeremy, you know, you want to have protective gear for your bed.
Right.
So I went to Bed Bath & Beyond to prepare for my next visit.
Right.
You know, of her coming over. And I went in there and I said, you know, I have a son. He's a bedwetter.
Yeah.
And this young man just cannot stop peeing in his bed. And it's really bad. I mean, the bed's just like soaking. So I said, he's got a queen size bed.
Right. He's got a queen size bed.
Right.
And I'll need some satin sheets the same size.
Right. He looks a lot like me. And I got this. So I got the plastic for the bed.
Okay.
So she comes the next time over. And she's in bed and it's like.
And it sounds like a raincoat.
Right. And she's as she's getting on the bed, walking around. It's crinkling.
Totally.
Like,
My God. Was she not totally offended? She had to pick up on it.
She's like, what the fuck is going with the bed? And I'm like, well, you know, it got a little wet and I didn't know how to handle that.
Yikes. And what'd she say?
She was really unhappy.
Of course.
Well, what do you get?
She wants you to sleep in that shit. She wants you
it
to like,
neck,
love
it was like
that
a week
juice.
Later. No, it was a week later. I mean, you know, what?
Yeah, but you're not letting her juices soak up into your mattress. And that's what love is. Love is letting the juices soak into your mattress and sleeping on it.
Okay, I don't
know.
That's
love.
I didn't, they soaked in and they did all of that. But, but you know, it comes a time, you know, where you want to also, I mean, can you relate to this, Jeremy?
Well, I hear what you're saying, but it's exactly what Tamika's saying. You know, she wanted her
she
juice.
Did not feel accepted.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know, this is what comes with being a female ejaculator. And if she, you know, she ended up getting married and, you know, hopefully he's a swimmer or he can, you know.
Vic, I have a fair question from a listener.
Yeah.
He wants to know if you'll bone a chick on her period. Are you into that?
Oh, wow.
Well, let me first of all, and no offense, Jeremy, and to the question asker, I don't like the word bone. There's no bone down there. Okay.
It's slowing it. Oh, why? What about tone?
I don't like any of that.
I like
it's
tone.
A penis and it's an erection. And what's the, who's asking?
Just a caller. A listener.
Yeah, I would. Yes, I will make
just based on the squirting. He figured, yeah. You know, you'd extend that to period.
Yes,
well.
I will have. I would have no problem making love to a woman having her period. It's never stopped me in the past. In fact, I enjoyed.
Oh, man.
I enjoyed even more because it doesn't happen all the time. In fact, a woman at some point will no longer be able to have a period. So the fact that she...
So enjoy it while you can.
So enjoy it while you can.
Earn your red wings.
I'm going to tell you something. I have no problem with it. I love the vagina. I love everything it does.
Yeah.
I'm going to
get you a shirt that says that.
Pardon me?
I'm going to get you a shirt that
says
that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. This isn't like a joke or anything. This is the real serious stuff going on here. I'm telling you honestly... And that's a great question. It is a fair question.
Right.
It is a fair question.
It is. And you're going to shoot it my way, aren't you?
No. But I would have no problem with that. And I don't understand women who get paranoid about it because it's part of life. And if a man wants to satisfy, let him.
More power to him.
Do you have a problem with a man satisfying you in that way?
I don't. But you know what? I think it just kind of gets to a point. You know what? I'm going to be honest here. Later on in life, sexually, I think I've gone a bit lazy. And to me, it sounds like after that, dude, I have to shower. We got to clean up. You got to get a towel. You got to put something down. Like, it's just too much.
Yeah.
You're talking to the girl who doesn't like the foreplay. Remember in the beginning of the show? Let's wrap this up. Get to the real thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's just you know, keep it simple, man.
You make a good point about the
cleanup.
Some of the cleanup, but
it's like carving a pumpkin. We all just did that for Halloween. You got to put on all the newspapers, get a bag for all the seeds and gook, and then everything gets sticky. It's just like, damn.
Well, clearly,
and then you have a freaking pumpkin on your front porch for what, like 2-3 nights before it goes bad. Come on, man, let's keep it real.
Well, I'm trying to keep it real. I'm gonna tell you something right now. You have a heavy flow. Because it sounds like a crime scene when they're done with you. I mean, it sounds like there's blood on the walls.
What if, you know what though? What if it was a girl who's a squirter and on her period?
You know what,
then
I
what?
I would love that. I would love
you
that.
You are crazy.
No, because I love the vagina and I love everything it does.
How do you order your steaks?
Pardon me?
How do you order your steak?
I like a medium well.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a steak thing. It's not a meat thing.
I don't know. You liked things wet, bloody.
I was
thinking maybe rare medium.
That's a fair question.
I think it is a fair question.
It is a fair question, but I'm going to tell you right now, Tamika.
What's up?
That is your name, right?
That is my name.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now that nothing would stop me from the vagina.
Nothing.
Almost nothing. You know what would? A pair of balls.
A pair of balls.
Yeah, a pair of balls. You're cutting in and out. Why is that?
I don't know. Is this better? Am I like all
you got to just stay
it?
Right on top of that thing.
Okay.
Pretend it's Eugene. That's her husband. Pardon me? Okay. Well, listen, time has really flown by, really.
Yeah, it has. It's been fun.
Hey, will you come back sometime?
I'll totally come back sometime if the listeners will have me.
Well, I apologize that the two callers who called were masturbating about me. That's a big shocker.
I rather enjoyed it. But I think that made the show all more memorable
it
for
did.
Myself.
And also didn't make you see what it's like not to be a guy. Like here, you know, normally that's what we have to deal
with. Well, it really just made me wonder if I should be questioning men jerking off to me, but because it just gave me this like, oh, poor Vic, guys are jacking off to him. But at the same time.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Hey, I love, I'm very flattered, as I said.
Yeah.
Well, again, Tamika, we need to run. Tamika, again, where can they find you real fast?
At Twitter, Tamika_Jacobs on Twitter. And also on Instagram, TJ Carnage.
Okay,
check me
great.
Out.
And again, I'm Vic Cohen. You've been listening to It's a Fair Question. I want you to check out my website, viccohen.com, if you can. Find me on Facebook. Let's be friends. And I want to talk to you every Tuesday. I want you to come back. Feel free to call, okay? Thanks again, everyone.
Good night.
And also find me on Twitter, Vic Cohen. Vic Cohen, that's it. All right, thanks again.
Mwah. I'm
Thank
Vic
you,
Cohen.
Jeremy.
And it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.